Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that await you there. freetalklive.com, you are actually able to control the content of the site, so if you find something online you think is useful or interesting or fun, you can submit it, and then other listeners vote. The most voted up makes it to the front page at the top of the site. Go and get interactive and find out what our listeners think is interesting over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, joining you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We're going to go into your phone calls and then talk about drug dogs, because we've been in a very detailed article by Radley Balco tonight, focusing on police tactics and how they manage to manipulate people and intimidate them into allowing them to search their cars, and that leads to finding cash, which leads to confiscating the cash and taking cars and houses and asset forfeitures all over the place. But also the case that we were talking about originally that brought all this up involved a couple guys coming back from a Star Trek convention. They handed over their identification to the cops and were told that they were, weaving too much and given a warning. But then the cop manages to get them to stick around, supposedly voluntarily, to answer a few more questions, which leads to an hour-long search of the car and more questioning about, whether they have any drugs or guns. And the cop's obviously on a fishing expedition. So we're talking about some of the tactics that are involved here, including false alerting a police dog, which we can focus on a little bit more here in a moment. But Vince is on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hello, Ian and JJ and Mark.
Vince, what's on your mind?
I heard this earlier today, but New Jersey, I guess, passed a regulation or had passed a regulation here several months ago, but requires that the gift cards that people sell.
Yeah.
Well, if they're over 2 years old and have any remaining value, state of New Jersey requires these gift card companies to give back that remaining value. Because they do this through computer tapes or computer digital
communication. To give it to whom? How do they give it back? I mean, do they have people's addresses?
No, they want them to give it back to the state of New Jersey.
Oh. Well, the state didn't have it in the first place. They wouldn't be giving it back to the state of New Jersey. They would just be giving it to the state of New Jersey.
Giving it to the state of New Jersey.
Right. So,
and any remaining value, then that way you have to cancel out the cars and all that.
And, oh, man, that's a huge windfall for the state. Huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and these companies are pulling out, American Express and, the Visa and the MasterCard and all the type of different gift card companies. But, because you talk about huge, massive takings by the police departments, and all that, because we were discussing this in our law school class today. But, the Postal Service is also engaged in that, too, so... They're part of the war on drugs.
Oh, sure. But I think it's interesting that you said this is new, this development with New Jersey, because I feel like I've heard about that happening before.
Well, they just announced, I heard it on the radio here when I came back this afternoon. And then again, they played it on the station here in WXNT.
So basically, it's a tax on all the people who don't use their gift cards, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why companies do gift cards, is because they know gift certificates and gift cards, there's a decent amount of people that just don't use them. Maybe they don't use them because they don't really want anything at that store.
They just don't get there in time.
They forget about it or whatever. And the gift card companies that have been, that have been offering these, because usually the company that is offering the gift card is teaming up with the gift card company, and the company that manufactures the card for them and handles the processing of them, it's probably not always done in-house. And so this company is probably getting a piece of the action as well. And so now the state's basically coming in to this completely consensual transaction between multiple parties and saying, so if there's any money left on that after, how many days was it, Vince?
2 years.
2 years. So 2 years later on, we'll just take all of it.
Yeah, which, of course, the banking companies don't like because they want to be able to keep it for the people to forget.
Right. And by the way, what happens if, as a gift card company, if I have on my card, if you don't use this gift card within 180 days, then it's null and void. Are there laws in New Jersey that now prevent that from happening, to where the cards have to not ever expire, and then after 2 years they get to take it? Because otherwise, one way around that would be for the companies to just make them so they expired before 2 years, and then the company would get the money. So I'd imagine they've already thought of that.
Well, I wanted to say that the companies have been pulling out, because there's two or three companies that have pulled out.
When you say they're pulling out, you mean they're not doing gift cards anymore?
Not doing the gift cards, not even offering the distribution in New Jersey.
I believe it. Vince, thanks for the call and the heads up, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's, oh, man.
And this is how freedom, you know, freedom of commerce dies.
Yeah.
Little bit by little bit.
That's terrible. Just now,
I don't like gift cards for a lot of reasons. You don't know how much money's on the darn thing. Mm-hmm. They can, you know.
But gift certificates okay, or?
I don't like these things for some reasons. I do like them for other reasons. I'm not saying that you should never buy one or anything like that, but I don't like the you've given them your money, and that, you know, they get to do whatever they want. It's essentially a no interest loan to these companies. But there's sometimes when it makes more sense to do it. I sometimes give gift cards for people that you know, do things for Free Talk Live as a gift or whatever, rather than having if we never agreed to pay them or something like that. This is just a little spiff for a bonus. It's not quite as dirty as giving somebody money. If they didn't ask for it and we didn't make some kind of agreement, then, you know, a gift is much more in line. And, you know, some places that you can give gift cards, or it's practically like giving cash anyway, because they have so many different things that people use on a daily basis.
Yeah, this is a great example of just how desperate some of these state governments are for cash. I mean, they're scrounging the remains of gift cards now, and that's just sad.
No. The heyday of when the housing boom was going on, these organizations that are financed by property taxes in part, yeah, they're really hurting.
I mean, how far are we away before they come around to the Salvation Army guys and start shaking change out of their little pots?
Yeah, we just want a taste.
Have you ever seen them do these? Whenever I go down to Sarasota, Florida, it seems like you always see some kind of expose by the local television company these poor city bureaucrats are going to lose their job. They're downsizing. I mean, the economy's really been hit because of the housing bubble situation.
The city's downsizing is what you're saying?
They have to. They just don't have the money. Hmm. And the bureau
in Illinois, they'll just raise taxes.
They can't. At some point or another, they just can't.
Well, they haven't reached that point yet.
There's also many states have a problem with their pension system, in that it's
Illinois.
Mostly underfunded. So they have liabilities they can't meet.
Yeah, Illinois has got like $4 billion worth of those liabilities, I think. Yeah. Maybe more than that. Let's go to Frank. He is in Virginia, or actually we'll go to Frank here shortly. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, allows you to take control of the airwaves. Still coming up, we'll get back into police searches here in a moment, where the drug dogs and the tactics they use to get them to search around your cars are pretty outrageous. And I don't know if we're going to get to this other stuff, by the way, tonight. Actually, Mark, you had a tip. That you had a drug money story.
Real quick, there's a waitress that was in, let me see where it says, in Minnesota. Stacy Knutson got a tip of $12,000. A woman left it in a bag from a restaurant. She was in a restaurant, but it was a different restaurant. She goes out and asks the woman to keep it. She says, no, I'm good. You keep it. Now, this lady really needs the money. But she goes and tells the cops, like a dutiful citizen.
What?
She called the police, who sees the money, reportedly told
her
that she could get it back in 60 days if no one claimed it. When the time passed, the police said she couldn't get the money because it was part of a drug investigation. Yeah, it didn't pass the sniff test because it had the strong odor of marijuana on it. It was the claim. Of course, now Knutson files a lawsuit in Clay County District Court claiming the cash was rightfully hers. Her attorney, Craig Ritchie, gets on the job. And then suddenly the police, today, actually finally say, because they were just going to give her $1,000 as a finder's fee for the money and just keep the other $11,000 for themselves. Mm-hmm. But then they do get it back. Now, it doesn't say how much Richie charged her for the services that he has provided, but if Stacy is a religious woman, she's saying it's the will of God. So,
wait, what was the will of God?
That she gets the money or something. whatever happened. That
what
was
the hell
good,
did she call the police for in the first place?
Because it was the tip was large.
You called the police?
I know. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
Well, who in their right mind would call the police about
they
this?
They don't know
idiot,
that this is going to happen.
Well, why would you call the police in the first place? It's Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number here for you, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to enjoy a variety of different features. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video showing they listener they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to access that. And if you're a lady listener, you'll get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Coming up in about 2 months and a couple weeks, it's going to be the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The 2012 edition likely will be bigger and better than it has ever been. JJ is setting up the musical acts for
That's
the
right.
event. And there's more than music. It is a huge fest that operates throughout an entire week, 7 full days.
And they are full, too. There is a lot going on. And so if you want to show up to a Pork Fest early, you will not be disappointed. There is plenty to do and see.
It really, it used to be, and this has been going on for several years, Pork Fest now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival up here in New Hampshire. It's a great opportunity to get together with other people who love liberty all in the same week for whatever variety of things are going on, camping, etc. It's all out in the woods. But in, you know, a few years ago, it used to be pretty slow in the beginning of the week. There wasn't a whole lot that happened. It was really hardcore people showed up on the Monday and kind of got a little more popular as the week rolled on and really kind of pinnacled or apexed at the end of the week. But now it's become a full-on week-long
event.
Well,
I think that has to do with Jason Osborne of Cycle CAI, of course, and Sharon, his wife. They've been working really hard, and they've gotten a lot of work done and a lot of speakers lined up. And
but even last year, it was busy all week long.
It was definitely busy, yeah. But not like this schedule. This schedule, actually, there's a lot of people and a lot of panels and a lot of information that's going to be handed out and given
So
out.
More than just partying all week.
It's much more than partying. It's more of a sales pitch this year, I think.
Interesting. So if you have been thinking about the idea of moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, of joining up with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what it means to be free, and that is the in order to live a free life, you have to allow others to be free. And in order to be free, we have to allow others to live their lives how they want, as long as they don't harm anyone else. So if you like those ideas, go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and you can learn more about the event there. There's great photos and stuff from events past, and also details on how to get involved in registering. It's very affordable. It's camping. I mean, you could spend a whole lot more money on like going to a hotel convention or something like that. This is a relatively affordable way to engage in socializing and networking with other like-minded folks and seeing what it's like to be around hundreds of other liberty-oriented people, because these could be your neighbors and your friends in the future if you make the move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, and beautiful, spontaneous order that happens at Porkfest.
It's good stuff. So Porkfest.com, we go to the phones, and the fun here, we go to Helen, ladies first, calling from Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Hi, good evening.
Hey.
I was wondering if you heard about this thing. It's been on the news, like, all day long. This a juvenile, I feel stupid now because I don't remember. I think it was in California. A juvenile was raped, and she did not want to testify against the rapist, you know. So they incarcerated her because they thought she was a risk to flee, you know.
Really?
And which is kind of a very kind of sad situation there because,
oh man,
you know, that's what they're doing to her. And it was on the news like just about every hour for the past few hours. And I'm like, you know, I mean, like, that she's the victim of the crime. She's not a criminal, and she's incarcerated because
right. Because the state has to get their prosecution. They have to do it the way they want to do it, and they have to have her testimony, so she is being forced to be a witness.
Hey, look at
already
you.
Been, yeah.
They're trying to protect the children here, and she's safest in that cage. Listen to me.
It's not like any children have ever been raped in a government caging facility.
Right, and you know, this person has gone through something traumatic and doesn't want to go through something else traumatic. So what do? They do something traumatic to her,
even more traumatic.
Incarcerator. Yeah.
That's sick.
Hopefully, they're treating her kindly. I mean,
there's no such thing as kind jails.
Hopeful thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's pretty
hopeful.
There's
nothing fun about being incarcerated. And this is
how old is she?
17.
17.
Yeah. Yep. She's in Sacramento. It says. I just looked it up. Was locked up for more than a week now for her failure to appear in court against a swastika-adorned defendant with a 20-year criminal history who's accused of 3 counts of raping and sexually assaulting her.
Now, can she be forced to testify?
The answer is yes.
No,
apparently.
No, and actually, we can't know her identity. She's a juvenile, but
right.
The fact that she's being incarcerated I don't know what her family situation is. You know, I would think that they could have worked this out with her family, but maybe her family situation isn't like...
I guess she can.
They have worked it out with the family. They're offering a $50,000 bond. If the family wants to get her back, all they have to do is pay $50,000.
Oh, my God.
Cha-ching! Wow. Helen, thanks for bringing that to our attention, and appreciate your call tonight at 855-453. That's stunning. And I guess they can force testimony. That's what subpoenas are for, right? So you subpoena someone.
They can force you to come.
Yeah, right. But if you don't answer questions in court, they'll charge you with contempt of court.
You could very well if you don't say something like if you don't take the fifth and say that
that's only about self-incrimination.
Right. Well, they would have to prove that you're not incriminating yourself, which makes it very difficult.
They would have to prove that you're not incriminating yourself.
That's correct. So whatever,
if you're testifying about what someone else did, that has nothing to do with the self-incrimination.
Yeah, but again, there's more to this every story than necessarily comes out in every instance. So you could refuse to testify on a particular question due to the Fifth Amendment. They're going to try to... people have been locked up for taking the Fifth.
They'll lock you up. That's what I'm saying. Yes, contempt.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's...
Look, sweetie, we're trying to have a trial here. We're going to just put you in jail until you're ready to testify.
Listen, sweetie, this guy's a menace to society, so the only way that we think we can help you is by taking away all of your freedoms and
so
further traumatizing you.
Yeah.
So
don't worry, you'll understand when you get older.
Yeah, if you...
After...
Yeah.
10 years
get through
of therapy.
That therapy. Yeah.
Well, in other rape news here, I have a headline for you, and we'll get right back to your calls. Here's kind of a different story. Young lady who's now 23. When she was 11, she told a judge that her father raped her. Dad went to prison for 9 years. Now, she admits she lied. Sandra Ann Kennedy says she made up the story because she was upset with her father following her parents' divorce.
Hmm.
Last week, authorities in Washington State finally released her father, who is serving a 15-year prison term. All charges have been dropped thanks to the daughter's statement made in January. Dad says that he's just trying to get on with his life now. She told
him. What do you do in this circumstance? I mean, this is one of those really tough circumstances to which there really isn't much of a solution. And I don't care whether you're talking about a world where there isn't a coercive monopoly or where there is one.
I think you should have evidence to convict somebody of a crime.
What kind of evidence would you... I mean, you know, you can't... So
they have rape kits.
They do if you report it within, you know, X number of hours.
I know, Mark, and I'm sorry, but I don't think innocent people should be put in jail on the say-so of someone else.
It's tough.
This is crazy. Oh, kids, are you angry at your parents? Just go ahead and say they've got drugs on them, or say that they, you know, they raped you, or whatever. Go ahead and get them involved in the criminal justice system.
Be sure to contact your school resource officer today.
Did your mom make you take out the trash this week? You don't like that? Well, go ahead and just come up with something and have the law come after her. This is a crazy idea. 855-453. This man was in prison for 9 years for a crime he didn't commit. There was no evidence. It was just her testimony. And by
That's
the way,
evidence.
The county says that they won't take legal action against the young lady, partly because authorities don't want to discourage other individuals who have actually suffered from sexual harassment from stepping forward. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want to control the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site are there for you, courtesy of, our advertisers and the great listeners that help support the show via the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And one of the other ways you can support this program is by buying gold and silver. One of our callers mentioned it earlier tonight. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get some pretty great deals.
Yeah, over there you can check out all the gold and silver pieces and coins that we have available to you. You can comparison shop before you buy gold and silver. And when you buy gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
We're going to continue with your phone calls, and then we'll talk more about canines, drug dogs, here in a moment. Max is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Max.
Hey, this is Max from Seabrook.
Hey, Max. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about, you guys were talking about asset forfeiture in the drug war. I just wanted to remind viewers or listeners that Spain, Italy, and Luxembourg decriminalized most drugs some years ago. Holland decriminalized all drugs in the 90s, and Portugal decriminalized all drugs in 2000. All of them saw their crime rates go down as soon as they did that.
It's true.
So when they make
not only did crime rates go down, but drug addicts also have significantly been reduced.
All five countries saw drug addiction rates go down, at least somewhat, at least by some measurable amount. But when they keep making this case that drugs are out of control and it's the drug problem, it's really the drug war, it's drug prohibition that does the damage. it's the illegal traffic. It's not so much the people smoking pot or even people using heroin. The problem is coming from the illegal drug traffic, and that's completely artificial. And I had a friend estimate or calculate that the total quantity of private property that was being seized through asset forfeiture was something like $400 billion a year, and that was a conservative estimate. He sent in a letter to the editor, and they wouldn't publish it because she couldn't back up the information, but that's larger than the whole drug traffic. That's larger than the total, at that time, the total quantity of illegal drugs coming into the country.
Wow.
So, I mean, the drug asset forfeiture is a bigger problem probably than the drug traffic is, and it's corrupting police departments and corrupting Border Patrol and Coast Guard and almost everything else.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
Max.
It sounds like that they're incentivized to get people to forfeit their assets, whether it's through drugs or, making up shenanigans.
Most of the time they don't even file charges against the people, because if they did, they'd have to take it to court, and if the person were acquitted, then they would have to give the assets back. They'd have to give the home back or the plane or the cash back. So they just seize the assets. They seize the cash, weapons, planes, boats, houses, real estate, and they don't even bother to file charges against people.
Right. In many cases, they'll seize the assets with the alleged consent of the victim, in that they'll intimidate the victims into signing away their assets on the threat of, well, if you don't do this, then we'll file charges. But if you do sign this away, sign over your car to us, sign the car title over, then we'll go ahead and not charge you, and we'll just keep your car.
And third-world-style corruption. I see this. I worked as a merchant mariner for 10 years. I see this kind of thing in third-world countries all the time, where the authorities and the politicos just continuously steal everything they can from the public. And the reason that so many people are poor around the world is that the governments they live under steal everything. Some of those people are so poor that they're, living on 50 cents an hour or a dollar an hour.
Not only does the government steal a lot in these third world countries, but also they prevent people from creating wealth. So, you can't just go and open up a business because the government won't let you, or they need a huge chunk or major payoffs before they'll even allow something like that to happen. So those folks aren't even able to build wealth in the first place.
Right, and that keeps the population desperate for money and willing to do almost anything for a little tiny bit of money. So
some of them will join up and work for the government in order to put food on the table for their families, but as a price, they're oppressing their neighbors.
Sure.
Well, you look at some of those countries, and the bureaucrats have, servants. And they have multiple house servants, and these are just public employees, and they literally do nothing but sit at a desk, and they can afford servants because they keep the people so poor.
It's true. And, if you think about it, what we're talking about, it all happens here. It's just on a different scale, and it's acceptable here. They have different names for it. They're not warlords here. It's the police department.
Right. It's
politicians.
Yeah, the police department wants to protect the cartel, the drug runners and the drug trade. They want to keep that going because that keeps their aspect of their job available as far as working those overtime shifts and working undercover and getting that special pay.
I don't know if they want to, but they're incentivized to.
They sure do keep coming to the hearings and speaking out against something like medical marijuana or any level of drug decriminalization, because they know it's good money for them.
Well, I was in Concord a couple of days ago and sitting in on the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, and sure enough, they're the Prosecutors and Police Chiefs Association, the law enforcement lobby there again, lobbying to make, apparently small changes to the law that make it just a little bit easier to put a few more people behind bars.
That's right, and they're getting paid to be there and to do that lobbying, while everybody else that comes there to try to, end this insane war on drugs is taking a day off from work, and if they're a medical patient, they're, getting out of bed, and they're getting in their wheelchair, and they're coming up there to testify.
Don't forget the gas and the drive.
Yeah, these cops, it's not cheap to take an hour drive, and at least here in New Hampshire, it's only an hour to the...
You're having to pay to drive up there, and you're having to pay them to drive up there also. The same people who are at the County Attorney's Office prosecuting me were up there in Concord, lobbying for even more laws.
Yeah, I heard that through the grapevine, Max, that you've been found guilty of I guess, discharging a firearm.
I beat 7 of the 8 counts, but there's still the one felony count. One felony count does just as much to take away your gun rights as anything else.
That's true.
I've got
Were you found guilty of it, or that's all that's left?
Basically what happened, they're sentencing on June 4th. What happened is, and we'll appeal after that, there was a really out-of-control fight at my house on December 19th, 2010. Someone came at me with a steak knife and a beer bottle, and it really got out of control, and there was blood all over the place. So I fired a shot into my backyard, and it turned out some of the people who were there were like gang leaders and criminals with, you know, multiple violent crime convictions. And the police let them all go. All the people who were involved in the fight, the woman who came at me with the knife, they let her go, even though people told the police about her. And all the people involved in the fight were let off scot-free, and they filed charges against me and two other people who were trying to stop the fight.
And you said there were eight charges?
There were originally eight charges. They were basically catch-all charges. In other words, they didn't know what had actually happened because their witnesses were so sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is felony reckless conduct is firing a weapon at someone else, or pointing the weapon at somebody else, by statute, by case law. All of the witnesses said, no, he didn't fire the weapon at anyone. All the witnesses said, no, he didn't point the weapon at anyone or endanger anyone, and he wasn't reckless and didn't put anyone in danger. And yet the jury, the way the prosecutor sold it, she kept twisting everything around and twisting the facts around and saying, oh, it was dark outside. He wouldn't have been able to see. Somebody might have been out there hiking and walked in front of his gun or something like that. And she just kept twisting things around at the end of the trial and managed to convince the jury to convict on one of the counts.
Jeez.
And the irony is you go back and look at the trial and listen to the evidence, and they don't have the chain of facts. They don't have the chain of evidence to actually convict.
I hate juries.
Terrible.
I mean, you're taking amateurs, you're putting them into this sort of, this really should be sort of the experiment with the Stanley Milgram should have done in sort of human behavior and, you know, how they agree with groups and that kind of thing. Because juries have no business judging, people's cases. Frankly, I don't think that people that are, you know, like judges that work for the same organization that are prosecuting you, essentially, have any business doing it either. But I just think that the jury system, it's 1,000 years old. It's terribly old technology.
So they charged, well, government's old technology too. So they charged you with this. And if you don't mind, Max, I'd like to bring you back here and talk a little bit further about this issue. So hang on. 855-450-FREE. So he's charged with a felony of reckless endangerment. And that has to do with endangering someone else. But they couldn't identify anyone who was in danger.
Right.
It was just some, someone might have been in the back of the woods, which maybe fired into the ground. We don't know that. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That sounded pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want, even in the remaining moments. We've probably had enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now to 1-855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
JJ is here courtesy of his various efforts out there, not only in the activism front. You're the producer and now anchor.
Well, occasionally.
At least temporarily. For Free Keen TV. It was your first time in front of the camera this week on this week's episode, and I thought you did a great job. Folks can see that over at freekeen.com.
Yep.
But your involvement in television production has resulted in you starting your own media production company, Starfall Media.
That's correct.
And folks can go and look for Starfall Media on YouTube, see some demo roles.
That's right.
And, you know, decide whether or not your services might be valuable to them.
Excellent. Always looking for more people to sell my services to.
Yeah, so you can do editing and post-production sorts of things.
Exactly.
Will you also go out and do shoots and things like that, too?
Yep.
If you're within the, I guess, a reasonable radius, or if somebody wants to pay you to fly halfway across the country, I presume you do that.
Hey, they're willing to pay for it.
So,
certainly.
Starfall Media, look for it on YouTube. And there's also something else you're doing that I think is pretty exciting, and that's the After Ron Paul campaign.
Yep.
It's kind of in the genesis stage at the moment. There's ideas being thrown around, and I don't know how much more we need to say about it, but there's going to be something coming at some point.
Yeah, I think we'll leave it there.
All right, good. Because I'm excited about that campaign, because you look at these pictures of Ron Paul all over the place with... What was it? I guess he was in California just the other night, and I don't know if y'all saw these panoramic photos online, but they have just, I think it was 10,000 people, wasn't it?
Oh, it's huge.
10,000 people filling like a football stadium to listen to Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Now, if we could just get a fraction of those people to move to New Hampshire, we'd have our, we'd be good to go as far as the Free State Project is concerned. So let's reach out to these folks and give them some ideas, because Ron Paul is not going to last forever, unfortunately, as great as he is. Let's continue with Max listening in New Hampshire over on the coastline, telling us about a situation where a party was way out of control at your house, Max, and apparently it was one, from what I've read, that you didn't even want to happen there. You had some roommates who threw it without your consent. and there was a fight that had broken out. You attempted to break the fight up by, at one point in frustration, I imagine, because people weren't breaking up, firing a weapon out the back door of your house. Is that correct?
Except for the last bit. No question I was frustrated at that point that people were refusing to leave. But the main problem was once the woman came downstairs with a steak knife and a beer bottle, it wasn't just the fact that she had a steak knife, but what she said and kind of her demeanor. She said, "I'm going to kill whoever messes with my boyfriend." And she had like a really psychotic look in her face, and the fight behind me was out of control, so I've got two different crises to deal with. And at that point, I realized it's, you know, this is one of those life and death situations you read about, and it's something that just comes on without any warning. There's people are drunk, you're out of control. There's a lot of blood on the ground, a lot of broken beer bottles, a lot of potential weapons. So I yank the knife out of her hand, and I yank the beer bottle out of her hand. She runs back upstairs to go grab another weapon. So it was just like she comes down later on. This is a few minutes later. She comes back down later on with a hatchet, chasing after my housemate.
Good Lord.
So she's chasing after him, threatening to kill him for calling the police. And it was just like, I mean, this is just kind of like a mind-blowing situation. So I fired a round into the backyard, which did break up the fight for like a minute.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that. What's it like in a house where, you know, people are brawling and suddenly a gun goes off? Bam! I mean, if you've been in a closed space when a firearm goes off, you're supposed to wear protective hearing and be outside. You're in an enclosed space and this thing goes off. I mean, it's just going to be stunning.
Well, and a Glock, a 40 caliber Glock, produces 156 decibels of sound.
It's noisy.
It's loud as a 12-gauge shotgun.
Wow. Where were you standing when you fired the gun? Was it at the back door?
I was literally right at the threshold. Mm-hmm. Just inside my house, and the weapon was right at the threshold.
Did you shoot at the ground?
I fired right at the ground, two-handed.
So I presume you testified that you fired at the ground, but this prosecutor managed to somehow convince the jury that you were endangering some theoretical person who theoretically could have been walking somewhere out in the backyard?
Right, right.
She said that it was dark out even though it was a full moon. I did a judicial notice of the fact that it was a full moon out, 97% full moon. Actually, the pinnacle of the full moon was like 24 hours later. All the outside lights were on. All the inside lights were on. There was plenty of illumination. I fired at a patch of soft dirt, you know, right next to a tree. And I'm actually standing right in the same spot where I was. And there was absolutely no possibility of, you know, it's a hollow point round. And she argued that, well, it could have ricocheted off the pine wood. And
ricocheted off a pine?
Yeah, right.
Pine family in my basement. Or maybe the glass. They had one woman. All of the witnesses said, I asked them one after another in cross-examination. I said, did I endanger anyone? They all said no. Was I reckless? They all said no. Did I point the weapon at anyone? They all said no. Did I fire the weapon at anyone? They all said no. Was anyone in the backyard? They all said no.
And the jury convicts you of one of the A charges, and the charge was reckless. What was it? Reckless endangerment?
They were all felony reckless conduct with a firearm. But the other seven charges all named someone. This one was the another indictment, which is an indictment. So they're not specifying that anyone is there. So basically what they got me on was unauthorized use of firearms. And yet, here's this out-of-control brawl going on. Everybody admitted to it. Everyone admitted to pretty much the same story. And despite overwhelming proof, you know, that I had just taken matters into my own hands, and rather than let people get killed or, you know, really severely hurt, I fired a round into the backyard to prevent anybody from getting stabbed or
wow. And they decided to charge you, and you've been now convicted of a felony. Sentencing still remains. You do plan on appealing, but I mean you're looking at 3 years in prison at least, right?
Up to six years in prison.
Minimum three, up to six.
The minimum was done away with last year. And,
oh really?
There is another benefit to the case. There's something else that came out of this case, is that if the general court, SB 88, the word bird law, the stand your ground law,
yeah,
that gets applied retroactively. So anyone who has a similar case, it's a self-defense case, they can now take any legislation that's been passed, and it can be applied retroactively to all pending cases, just citing State versus Albert Abramson.
So wait, this law has been passed, or it might be passed? So, what's this?
Okay, SB 88 was passed 6 weeks before the fight happened,
mm-hmm.
but it took effect 2 weeks after the fight happened. So based on my case, the judge applied, based on an 1826 precedent, whenever the general court decriminalizes something, like if they decriminalize medical use of marijuana, it will apply retroactively to all previous cases. So if there are any pending cases where they're prosecuting someone for medical marijuana,
so how would you get this thrown out? I mean, in that case, why hasn't this been ejected thus far? Do you have to make some sort of motion? What do you do to make that happen?
For my case, I have to appeal it within 30 days of sentencing, which means I have to basically go through the entire trial and go through every objection and every motion all over again and file an appeal based on errors that were made in my case. But the upside is if this happens again to someone else, then they can rely on State versus Albert Abramson to
retroactively apply new laws to their case.
Improve justification, basically RSA 627. But the felony reckless conduct statute basically is just being used to go after gun owners. It was used to go after Ward Byrd, the grandfather up in Farmington who fired a round into the ground.
And this, by the way, in one of the more gun-friendly places to live,
right.
That is New Hampshire. It's absolutely outrageous.
Prosecutors aren't gun-friendly
no.
too many places.
No, they're state-friendly, and that means getting as many convictions as possible to pad their record. Max, will you do us a favor and keep us in the loop on this? I think it's an outrageous case, and would appreciate hearing as more as it develops.
If folks want to hear more, there's the Seacoast Annual Freedom Expo and the Exeter Town Hall on April 28th, and that's going to be all day, and it's free to come in, and we're going to have that's going to be one of the workshops there.
Well, of course, we've got an international listenership, so it's unlikely that most of our listeners will be able to attend that. So will you call us back at some point and let us know what develops with your case?
Absolutely.
All right, Max. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with the sentencing number one
yeah.
and the appeal number two, because I imagine whatever the sentence is, I expect you're going to appeal it, correct?
Of course.
Very good, sir. Keep us in the loop, and sorry to hear about that. Thanks for the call. Wow.
Yeah, that's terrible when something like that happens in someone's home.
God.
Just trying to keep order. I mean, you know, it's a disorderly situation, but the party got it out of control. Why is he responsible for it? You know, he tries to...
He's not responsible for the party. Apparently, they're just holding him responsible for firing a weapon into the ground.
And endangering somebody who might have been walking by.
Could have shot a possum.
Saving the hypothetical children.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's Vinny in here with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
We'll hold off the police dog discussion until tomorrow night, because I still think it's important to have. And, of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind at that time. In the meantime, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to visit JJ over at his YouTube channel, Starfall Media. Search for that, and you'll find him there. All right, see you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
JacksDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. Jack's Dice is...
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.